New Yorkers are great.
Why?
Well, look what she's carrying.
Mm-hmm. Plastic purse, gold-plated clasp. Alexander's $15. What's so great about that?
No, I meant the pooper scooper.
Oh.
You know, when they passed that law requiring people to clean up after their dogs, people thought New Yorkers will never do that. But we do it. We respect the law.
We?
Are you insinuating that I don't respect the law, or are you speaking French?
In plain English, jaywalked her way into the park.
Everybody does that.
Carrying a briefcase full of stolen office supplies?
Petty theft is the panacea of the white-collar worker.
Whose gum wrapper is littering the park?
Allie, if you don't knock it off, I'm going to have to add another crime to my list of offenses.
What?
I'm going to mug you.
Okay, so after pizza, we'll see Poltergeist 2.
Great.
Great. What do you mean, great? You're not going.
Ma!
Chip, it's my third anniversary of moving in with Emma. We want to go out alone.
But I moved in, too.
Some things you don't celebrate.
Ma!
Chip's right. It's his anniversary, too.
And take him with you and Mom.
I don't think he'd like the movie that Kate and I are going to see.
What movie?
One Night in Calcutta.
What's that about?
Oh, well, a theological student from Oxford spends an evening with a fakir in Calcutta discussing the economic plight of the untouchables and the theological ramifications of interfaith marriage. You are welcome to come with us.
You made that up.
Me.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom. What movie are you and Allie seeing on Wednesday?
Top Gun.
Mom!
Or One Night in Calcutta. We haven't made up our minds yet.
Have you no shame?
Wait until you're a mother.
Mom, what'd you get, Edith?
I got her a cigarette lighter.
You're giving your aunt a cigarette lighter for her birthday.
Yeah, it's sterling silver. It's got mother of pearl inlay, and it's the only thing I could find on my way back from work, and she's gonna love it.
Yeah, considering the fact that she gave up smoking a year ago, she'll be thrilled.
Oh, I completely forgot.
Mom, we're due there in an hour.
I know.
Well, what are we going to get her?
Allie.
What?
Oh, can I ask a huge favor of you?
What?
Could you loan me the sweater that you're going to give me for our anniversary, and I'll give it to my aunt, and then tomorrow I'll go out and buy one exactly like it and give it to you, and you can give it to me, and I'll act really surprised, okay?
What makes you think I'm getting you a sweater?
Well, you always get me a sweater.
Well, for your information, this year I am not getting you a sweater.
What are you getting me?
Something very inappropriate for your aunt and none of your business.
Now what are we going to do?
I'll just have to go out and get her something right now.
Where?
Well, I'll just go to that antique store on the corner. He's open late and he's always got interesting things. Back in a flash.
Ma, what'd you get Kate?
Something I have to return.
What?
Sweater.
We're closed.
You can't close.
Why not?
I need a birthday present.
Happy birthday. Go home.
It's not my birthday. It's my aunt's. Hey, you want to disappoint an 86-year-old woman? This could be her last birthday.
How fast can you shop?
Fast. How much is this?
$600.
Not that fast.
$400. $700. $800. $1,000.
I was just resting.
Maybe if you gave me a price, we could get together.
Well, what about $20?
The card store is down a block.
You don't have anything in the store for $20?
Not that I'd give my aunt.
Well, we weren't that close.
All right, how about an old-fashioned fountain pen to remind her of the good old days?
The good old days were too long ago. I don't want to depress her.
How about a parasol? For when she goes out in the sun.
I said she was old, not crazy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Forget it, lady. You can't afford it.
Mmm. You guys are so lucky. And Edith always makes fish.
What's wrong with fish?
She leaves the heads on.
In case anybody's interested, my feelings are hurt.
Why?
Because It's my anniversary, too, and nobody wants to go to the movies with me.
Okay, fine. You can come with us.
No, no. Kate and I will go see Top Gun. You can come with us.
No, really. He can come with us.
Well, let's leave it up to Chip. Chip?
Fight over me some more.
Please come with us.
Okay.
Unless you'd rather go with the girls.
Please go with them. Guess what?
You stole something for your Aunt Edith and the police are after you.
What are we going to eat on our anniversary?
Hero sandwiches.
But I'd rather have pizza.
Then come with us.
But I already saw Poltergeist 2.
Chip, don't be a pain.
Watch it. My feelings could still get hurt.
Along with the rest of you.
Look at this.
What?
This.
Do I have to?
Yes, look.
I've already seen it 100 times. It's still ugly.
What? This is gorgeous, and it's worth a fortune.
How many box tops?
Says you. The man at the antique store told me he'd give me $200 for it.
You're kidding.
He has the exact duplicate in his store.
Well, for $200, no wonder it's still in the store.
No, for $300, but that doesn't include the beautiful leaded glass shade. You guys, if I had that shade for this lamp, I'd have the lamp of my dreams.
The lamp of your dreams?
Sure. Laugh about it. But my grandfather had a lamp exactly like that. And every night when I was visiting, he used to turn on that lamp and I'd sit on his lap and he'd tell me wonderful stories and then he died.
Every night?
Is nothing sacred to you?
The truth. Your grandfather had Swedish modern furniture and he liked your brothers better than he liked you. But other than that, your story is accurate.
I don't care. I still love that lamp.
Well, how much is the shade?
Well, either I can buy the shade or you can go to college.
Seriously.
How about $250?
$250? Sell him the lamp. I'll tell you stories by the glow of the microwave.
I'll dream about that shade for the rest of my years.
Yeah, like the 10-speed bike I never got.
The diamond stud earrings I never got.
Sell him the lamp.
Allie, where's your camera?
In the closet, why?
Well, because the antique man told me that was a genuine Bedecker. And I want to take a picture of it, send it to all the museums, and if it's authentic, then it's priceless. I'll get a loan and buy the shade.
You'll never get a good enough picture. I don't have a close-up lens.
What happened to it?
Oh, I was taking a picture of my grandfather by the Grand Canyon, and I said, Grandpa, step back a little.
That's funny.
I lost it on the subway.
Why didn't you get another one?
I would love to get another one. There was nothing I would rather do than continue my promising career as a portrait photographer, but alas, baby needs shoes.
Mom, what'd you get in Edith?
Oh, in the excitement of the lamp, I completely forgot Aunt Edith.
Mom.
Don't worry. Come upstairs. Help me decide on something to wear. We'll stop at a drugstore on the way. We'll get her cologne and dusting powder.
But that's what we got her last year.
Well, she must have used it up by now.
$300.
Maybe it looks better with the shade.
Maybe. Uh-oh.
What?
I just got a ridiculous idea. Quick, talk me out of it.
Okay, what is it?
Well, you know how Kate says I get her a sweater every year, right?
Right, because you do.
Well, this year I'd like to get her something really special, something she really wants.
The shade, right?
Right.
I'm going to talk you out of it. Mom, it's $250.
Oh, thank you. But of course, if I returned the sweater, I'd have $50.
If you had bought me that 10-speed bike like I asked you to, I'd let you sell it to raise money.
Well, I could sell my camera.
Really?
Why not? I hardly ever use it, and we could use Chip's whenever we want.
True.
Or I could keep the sweater, and we wouldn't have to live with that.
Don't worry about Aunt Edith. She'll be very happy with dusting powder and cologne.
I hope so. It's all we ever get her.
Well, that's because it's tradition. Just like Allie always gives me a sweater, and I always give her a purse.
Except for this year, she said she didn't get you a sweater.
Oh, right. And Pinocchio didn't skip school. Did you happen to look at her nose when she was telling us that story?
Even if she did get you a sweater, she said she didn't, so now she'll have to return it and get you something else.
Is that what she said?
She didn't say anything.
McCardle, this is your mother speaking.
That's what she said.
What did she say she was going to get me?
I don't know.
Well, could you find out?
Mom?
Well, I can't exactly buy her a pocketbook if she's not going to give me a sweater.
Why not?
Because it's so tacky.
Well, it wasn't tacky when you thought she was getting you a sweater.
But that was mutual tack. That's allowed. Now I don't know what I'm going to get her.
Well, I saw a beautiful crocheted shawl.
Sweetie, the woman is pushing 38. Getting her a shawl would be like getting her crutches. I do know one thing I could get her, though, that she would just love, but it would cost me an arm and a leg.
What?
A close-up lens for her camera.
Well, great. How much could a little lens cost?
$200. But that is what the antique man told me he'd give me for my lamp.
Oh, but you love that lamp.
I know, but not without the shade. Besides, Allie would just love a lens for her camera. It's settled. I'm going to sell the lamp, buy her a lens, and I'm going to wear the green knit dress.
15, 20, 25. Come again.
You said 30.
I said 25. You heard 30.
No, he said 30, didn't he?
I wouldn't know.
He said 30.
He could have said 30.
Yeah. You want to return my money? I'll return your gun.
Gun?
But it's not even used.
Hardly been used.
25 is my price. Take it or leave it.
Take it. Take it.
And you can't make an honest buck anywhere.
Can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, do you buy cameras?
I buy anything that isn't hot.
No, this isn't hot. It's cool. I mean, it's practically cold because I hardly ever use it because it doesn't have a close-up lens. I mean, what's the point of having a camera if it doesn't have a close-up lens and you can use your son's camera whenever you want?
I was saying the very same thing to my wife this morning.
May I see it? Oh, yeah. You know, I wouldn't normally sell something like this, but it's my anniversary and Kate has her heart set on a Tiffany lampshade and I already returned the sweater. You following me?
Perfectly.
You are?
Of course. You've never sold anything at a second-hand store before, and you're embarrassed.
That is so perceptive of you.
Not to worry. Some of our finest citizens clean out their closets here. You see that suit?
Yeah.
That's Mayor Koch's suit.
That's Mayor Koch's suit?
He sells me all his suits.
You're kidding.
You see that chair?
Yeah.
From the dining set belonging to Ralph Lauren and his lovely wife, Sophia.
Isn't that something?
So now you're relaxed?
I'm relaxed.
We're friends?
We're friends.
Good. I am going to give you my special for friends only price.
Really?
$50.
$50?
Hey, you caught me at a weak moment.
For the whole camera?
It's old. It wasn't that good when it was new.
Well, I thought I'd get it at least $200 for it.
Well, for a friend. I might see my way clear to $60.
At least $175.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain. $75.
$125.
$80. And I'm losing money.
Only $80?
Only $200?
Sorry, that's my best price.
Sorry, that's my best price.
Really? Really?
Lady, I gotta make a living.
Who needs two of these lamps?
I have a kid in college.
I can't even sell one of them.
But it's as good as new.
It's a match set. I hardly ever used it. Look at the details.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
All right, pal, just take it easy. Take it easy.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Lady, please, this is a holdup.
Oh, he doesn't have a gun.
He doesn't?
Oh, what a day.
You should think of this as a turning point in your life.
Yeah. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Now, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm interested in that Tiffany lampshade.
Good choice, $400.
$400? I thought it was $250.
Well, that was before you were interested.
I'm not that interested.
I'm not that rigid. $300.
I'm not that desperate.
$250?
I'll take it.
What are you listening to? Tina Turner? Want to trade?
What are you listening to?
Sting. Sure.
What's that?
None of your business?
Is it my present?
Yeah.
You want to trade now?
Okay. I can't imagine what you got me.
Me either. Happy anniversary.
Same to you.
Oh, I'm so glad I told you to get the rhinestones.
You're right. They do look better in red.
Take my picture and I'll take yours?
Well, I can't. We don't have a camera.
Why?
My mom sold it.
Why?
To buy your mother a present.
What?
Secret?
Swear.
The shade she's been talking about.
Oh, no.
What?
My mom sold the lamp.
Why? To buy your mom a present.
What?
Secrets?
Where?
A close-up lens for the camera.
Wait a minute. Your mother sold the lamp to buy my mother a lens, and my mother sold the camera to buy your mother a shade?
They're gonna have a shade and no lamp and a lens and no camera.
Hi, guys. Jenny, can I see you upstairs?
Sure.
Hi, Mom. It's me. Did you sell the lamp yet? Well, you better get it back. Listen to this.
Well, here it is. You like it?
No.
Neither do I. Maybe it'll look better on the lamp. Where is the lamp?
The funniest thing happened.
What?
Secret?
Swear.
Okay. Kate finally figured out what to get you for your anniversary.
Oh?
A close-up lens for your camera.
Oh. Oh.
And she didn't have enough money, so she sold the lamp.
Oh. Wasn't that nice? She got me a lens.
Yeah.
For a camera I don't own.
Yeah.
Well, I can't let her give me a lens for a camera I don't own.
No.
And I can't give her a shade for a lamp she doesn't own.
No.
So I better take the shade back and get the camera back.
Yeah.
And I better get her something else.
Like what?
I saw the most adorable sweater. Okay. If Kate comes home while I'm out, tell her I'm delayed at school.
Okay.
Good talking to you, Emma.
Okay, everything's fixed.
What?
I told my mom to return the shade and get the camera back.
Oh, great.
Jenny?
Yeah?
My mom is taking the lens back to get the lamp to go with the shade that Allie got her.
Great.
But if Allie's taking the shade back to get the camera, they're gonna have a camera, no lens, and a lamp, and no shade.
No, I just told you, my mom's taking back the shade to... Uh-oh.
Here we go again.
Sorry, that's my price.
But that's $50 more than you paid me.
Lady, it's a beautiful piece of equipment. They don't
make them like this anymore. You know, it hurts me to have to break up this set.
Look at the workmanship.
Any day a museum could come in here and want a pair of them.
But you only had it a few hours.
It didn't even have time to gather dust.
Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. Did you get it? Oh, it's okay. She knows everything.
Secret?
Where?
I can't wait to see this lamp with the shade on it.
Oh, quick, put it away. Allie's coming.
Hi.
Hi.
What's that?
Oh, I had some shoes resold.
What's that?
Oh, fabric softener.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
Here we go.
Hi. Wait, this time we have to do it right.
Okay. We only tell one of them to return one thing, and the other one gets to keep the other thing.
Right. Which should we return?
The camera.
The lamp.
Oh, I love the lamp.
I hate the lamp.
Where do you see the shade?
I saw the shade. I want the lens.
Okay, we choose?
Fair.
Odds for the camera, evens for the lamp. Agreed?
Agreed.
Odds, camera.
Done.
Bye.
What?
What?
Oh, I have to go out again.
Me too.
They gave me the wrong brand of fabric softener.
They put the left sole on the right shoe.
Right, bye.
All right, bye. Oh, I'm so glad anniversaries only come once a year.
Say that again.
What's happening?
We finally got everything sorted out.
What?
Secret?
Swear.
We finally settled Kate's anniversary present.
You mean Allie's?
No, I mean Kate's. The shade for the lamp.
What are you talking about? We settled on the lens for the camera.
No, we didn't.
Of course we did. We chose odds for the camera.
Right. We chose for which to return the camera once, so I told my mom to return it.
I thought we were choosing for what to keep.
Correct, Emma. You weren't choosing for what to return. You were choosing for what to keep.
We were?
It would appear that you told Mom to return the camera and she told Kate to return the lamp.
You mean we did it again?
Apparently so.
What do you mean you'll only give me $200? I just gave you $250.
My daughter just decided she wants to go to law school. $200.
That is like $1.50 profit per minute.
$1.65.
Hey, look, why don't we consider that I'm not selling it? I'm just returning it.
All sales final. $200.
You know, if there's a great big antique market in the sky, you just blew any chance you had of getting a stall there. And don't say I'm here.
Why not?
You owe me.
Hello again.
Well, if it isn't the lady that buys shades and then returns them.
Yeah, and loses $50 in the process, but I'm willing to go for another 50, but don't bother to wrap it. I'll choke on it here.
Listen, there's something about that lamp and shade that I should know about. I mean, I'm not complaining, but I feel like I'm in a boomerang business here.
250, right?
Would you go 300?
The hell she would.
The hell I... That echoed before I said it.
What are you doing here?
Selling my lamp.
Why?
To buy you a lens for your camera.
Oh, no, I just sold my camera.
To buy me the shade, right?
Right.
You know, that's really beautiful.
Who told you?
Emma.
You?
Jenny.
So, how many times have you been here so far?
Oh, I'm a three-time loser.
Yeah, me too.
Now what do we do?
Well, we've got a number of choices.
Why don't you keep the lamp, then you buy the shade?
Yes, that's one choice. The second choice is that I sell the lamp, I buy you the lens, and you get back your camera.
Choice number three, you sell the lamp, I don't buy the shade. You get me a pocketbook, and I'll get you a sweater.
What kind of a sweater?
Oh, blue cashmere, white piping, cardigan. What kind of pocketbook?
Black calfskin, gold chain, mother of pearl clasp.
Done.
Agreed. Give me the money.
Okay, but I'm expecting a new shipment in around Christmas. Some very interesting items.
What's the matter? Your daughter's opening her own law firm?
Let's go home and kill the kids.
Done.
I love my pocketbook.
I love my sweater.
I hate buying presents.
I hate thinking about what to buy.
Where did the custom of buying presents come from, anyway?
I don't know, probably some manufacturer in the Middle Ages who specialized in torture devices.
Or Satan himself.
You want to make a pact never to exchange presents again?
You're on.
Done.
Not even on Christmas?
Especially not Christmas. That's a religious holiday. It shouldn't be commercialized.
Okay. My birthday's not a religious holiday.
Nolly, I'm going to go for a cake, and that's it.
Okay. No more presents on Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions. Swear to it.
I swear.
Does that mean you're not going to get anything for my graduation?
Ellie?
After all my hard work, I mean, I go back to school, I stay up late, I work my almost middle-aged butt off, and I don't even get a token.
You want to make a pact to break the pact?
Yes.
Okay. But my birthday is coming up, and I have enough sweaters.
Here we go again.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.